Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 568, Awareness and Resistance, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. How's it going, old friend? Happy Saturday. Happy first day of July, and welcome to the podcast where I narrate the best blogs for you so you don't have to find time looking for them and reading them yourself. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, and today's post comes from Steve Pavlina. Some of it can come off sounding harsh, I gotta warn you, but I'd recommend sticking with it. He makes a pretty good point. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Awareness and Resistance, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. I'm well aware that many people will become pissed off, turned off, put off, or simply want me to step off when I stray from safe topics like productivity and time management and explore more sensitive, even controversial topics like relationships, health, or spirituality. However, from past experiences, I've seen that it's the ideas we resist most vehemently that are fertile ground for new growth experiences. Through this blog, I'm providing ideas for you to react to, and your reaction to those ideas becomes the seed for your own personal growth. If an idea resonates with you, great. If an idea seems to have no impact on you, it's not likely important for your growth. But if an idea sparks a fire of resistance within you, there you have a potent seed for growth. Exploring your own resistance to ideas can help you clarify your own thinking and understand why you believe what you do. My goal isn't to convert everyone to my way of thinking about subjects like diet or spirituality or relationships. My goal is to help raise your awareness of how you think and behave and to encourage you to make such choices more consciously and deliberately, instead of falling back on social conditioning and or mindlessness. I have more genuine respect for the meat eater who takes the time to explore and think about his or her diet carefully, makes a conscious choice about what to eat, acts in accordance with those beliefs, and continues to remain open to new information, than I do for the vegan who simply eats that way because it's how he or she was raised to behave and never gave it any conscious thought. I have the greatest respect for those who consciously and deliberately explore all aspects of their lives without excessive fear, defensiveness, or resistance. Those who are most open to finding out the truth as opposed to justifying their current beliefs. Becoming more conscious and aware requires that we do know and that we don't ignore information, especially when it provokes resistance within us. Live consciously and deliberately with full awareness of what exactly it is you are doing and being. That process leads many people towards similar types of diets, relationships, and spiritual beliefs, but pursue this path for yourself and see where it leads you. The goal isn't to adopt some particular lifestyle. It's to look at all the information you've gathered from your own personal experience and make what you genuinely believe to be the best choice for you. If you want to become more conscious, one of the best places to start is with your resistance. By noticing the areas of your life where you can easily be made defensive and resist ideas emotionally, you will see the places where you have tremendous opportunity for growth. Imagine, for example, a couple you may know whose relationship seems lifeless. If you try to raise the issue with them, they may practically boot you out the door. You meet with strong resistance. For that couple, their relationship is an area where they have high potential for growth. Where we most resist change is precisely where we must change. Resisting an idea emotionally and becoming defensive isn't the same as disagreeing with an idea. If I tell you that I'm really 250 years old, you may dismiss me as a liar or an idiot, but my statement is unlikely to provoke your emotional resistance or make you defensive. You simply disagree, but you don't resist. However, if I tell you that you look fat and you should change your diet, that may indeed provoke some emotional resistance, depending on the degree to which that statement reflects back to you an area where you need to grow. I believe that if an idea provokes emotional defensiveness and resistance, and not merely intellectual disagreement, therein lies a grain of truth that must be faced in order for you to grow. If I tell you your marriage is a sham and that you should get a divorce, you'll simply blow me off if you don't believe it. But if there's an element of truth to my statement, you'll likely become defensive, with increasing tenacity the more I press the issue. But the only way to get past that resistance is to face it and to become more fully conscious of exactly what you've been resisting, such as the reality that your marriage isn't working, that your diet is wrong for you, or that your career isn't fulfilling. If you and I were to have a one-on-one conversation about your life, which topics could I bring up that would provoke you to become emotionally defensive and resistant? What could I say that would really piss you off and even make you angry at me? Your health, physical body, job, finances, relationships, social skills, parenting skills, family, religious beliefs, political beliefs, emotional state, your courage, your confidence, your discipline, your sordid past, your worst habit, your addictions? What will provoke the fight or flight response, making you feel a strong need to either kick me out or fight back hard? Not simple intellectual disagreement, but the type of response that shuts down your ability to think logically and has you reacting far more emotionally. What is it? Resistance shows us where we need more conscious clarity. As you recognize and explore resistance in yourself and become more courageous in facing the unfaceable parts of your life, you will, in fact, become much more conscious and aware, which will increase your ability to face down other areas of resistance with greater success. It will be increasingly difficult for anyone else to put you into a state of emotional defensiveness because you'll become open to new ideas and information without needing to resist them. Clarity will become more important to you than comfort. Change will feel more natural than stability. Invite ideas to flow through your awareness freely. Think about them, agree or disagree with them. But when you find yourself emotionally resisting them, recognize that the resistance is within you, not the idea. When you track down the source of that resistance, you will soon recognize where you most need to grow. You just listened to the post titled Awareness and Resistance by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. You know, it's interesting, just reading it myself, I found myself like getting punched in the gut a little, you know? I don't know if you felt that too, but I can't argue with what he's saying. That logic that you tend to have an emotional response when it's true was interesting. It makes sense. Like when he's talking about physical appearance, I actually felt that. That's an area that I tend to neglect. Like lately I've been neglecting it because I work too much. I know that, but he's right. It's an area where I can improve, where I could optimize my life. I'm wondering if you felt that too. Maybe it's just me. And on that note, you can give feedback on anything related to this podcast or our four other podcasts in our Facebook group. Just search for Optimal Living Daily and request to join. But don't get that confused with the Facebook page, which doesn't really get updated. I'm not a big fan of Facebook pages, but I think groups can add a lot of value. So do look for the group, and you can interact with me and Lee from the business podcast and Joss from the relationships version. We're all in there. The shortcut link is oldpodcast.com/Facebook if you have trouble finding it. And that'll be linked in this episode's description and at oldpodcast.com for you. That'll do it for today. Hope you have a great Saturday and weekend. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow with Silver Sunday. It's been a while. I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.